But we go back to this point, that China has been a dominant economic power through human history. It comes because of the central plain, which I was walking right across between the Yellow River and the Yangtze River. It's an immensely fertile plain. It's surrounded by hills which protect it from invaders. So not surprisingly, it was always going to be a place where civilization would flourish. It was so fertile that farmers could actually get two crops per year. One crop that they could use to feed their family, another crop that they could trade. Therein, there lies the prosperity that you see. That passion for education, of course, continues with young people beyond school age. It goes into universities. Two-thirds of the population of overseas population of universities around the world are made by Chinese. There are 17,000 students attending UK universities from the United States. There are 19,000 that are attending UK universities from India. The figure for China is 90,000. What's more, 70 to 80% of those young people come back. They come back to China. They don't stay in the West. They come back, they go and get their education, and then they come back, the so-called turtles who come back because the opportunities are so immense here. Now, the opportunities are fantastic.